Amen. We are so glad that all of you are here, but we are especially glad that Alan Funk is here. And so, amen. So Alan had a, most of you know, but had an interesting thing happen to him 2 weeks ago. And I think we've sent emails and Dina talked about it. But anyway, talk to us, brother, anything from your heart.
I don't know. Many of you guys know that, well, I mean, if you recognize me, I'm an avid ref. I ref basketball, baseball, football. In fact, I've been doing it for about 30 years. In fact, I've ref many of his games.
Yeah.
So I've seen him at his worst.
And that's true. That's sadly true.
Competition can be a bear.
Yeah, it's so terrible.
So,
yeah.
You know, those people that are, you know, just amazing, you know, on the streets when you get them in a basketball game and you're the ref. I've refed your games, you know. They change, or people change, anyhow. So
I'm sorry, man. I said it. I'm sorry.
So anyhow, I have been pretty healthy most of my life. Mm. I had a week where I didn't have to ref a lot of games, and so I said, I grabbed one of my sons and said, hey, let's go play some basketball, which I do on a regular basis, Sunday up at the Activity Center here in El Dorado. But the fourth game in, I got the rebound through it and took about four steps and dropped to the ground. And I felt like I fainted or something like that. Basically, I woke up, don't know how much longer, with the ambulance and on a gurney. Mm. And my son, Luke Andrews, and Whit, who is a dentist in town, gave me CPR. Mm. So I was out. I actually died. The bad thing is I don't remember anything. I didn't get to see Jesus or all the good stuff, so I'm kind of mad about that. But I didn't see the devil either, so I figure, you know, I'm between the two, I'm okay. Needless to say, then I got to, my other son is a nurse at the Kansas Hospital off of Butler County Road.
Yeah.
And so he made sure that I went there, and they were concerned because I haven't felt a lot of problems. Well, I mean, I know I've been tired lately, but I'm 55. I figured that just because I'm old, you know, I'm getting there. And so they did a heart cath and found out I had multiple blockages around my heart. And the kind of the cool thing is at the spot that it happened, usually about only 10% come back.
Wow.
And it was ironic when it happened, the people on the other gym who play pickleball came over and they prayed for me.
Wow.
I didn't know this, I was out. So wow. I had multiple people praying for me, probably a few against because I'm a ref. So I was hoping that I had more for than against. But I also know that my home is not here.
Yes.
And so if it went the other way, so be it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so I end up having a 5 bypass surgery. I don't even know what it's called because I know.
Yeah.
Quad bypass, so it's plus one bypass surgery. I hadn't been, you know, so it's funny, I go play basketball, next thing I know, I don't get to go home for, you know, a week and a half later. So I've been home for about a week, and God's been good. God's been great. And so I'm back. I'll be back reffing next year. I had to take the rest this year, and I can't do any baseball games because I don't want to get hit right here because it's kind of sore and tender. So, but I will. The best thing for me is because at one time they made a comment that I might have to have a pacemaker, and I said, that's not going to probably work for me, in my opinion.
In my medical opinion. Yeah.
So, the bypass surgery is actually the best thing. They said, you know, 6 weeks you'll should be pretty back to normal. Mm. And next year, if you want to rep, play basketball, all this stuff, you'll probably even be less tired. So
that's awesome.
I appreciate it.
I just want to say I got the opportunity to be in the seam in the room and before the surgery. And when he said, if I get to go home or I stay here, you know, it would be good, whatever. He really means that. I was really impacted powerfully by the look of faith that was in Alan's eyes about he was in the Lord's hand. And it did so much for my soul. It touched me and messed me up when I was praying for him. And so anyway, but I appreciate his faith. The dean and the family rallied and just did amazing around him. And so anyway, we're thankful for everybody praying.
Thank you very
and
much
he's
for your
back
prayers.
And going to preach sometime. So it's going to be good. Yeah. So amen. Good. All right.